Hello, and welcome to episode 1 of series 5 in the Relaxing Piano Playlist with your host, James Quinn, here at the piano. Thank you very much for joining me. So, I hope you enjoyed the previous 4th series of this podcast with all the music that was on offer. And this 5th series will, of course, continue in the same way. You can expect to hear some wider range of music from more additional composers, as well as the familiar names that we all know and love. Just as in the previous series, there will be another special episode where you will get to hear some of my own original piano compositions. You can also expect to hear some more slow movements from piano concertos, which you will hear the first of these in episode 2. With all that aside, let's go on with the music in this episode. In this episode, you're going to hear a number of pieces ranging from a wide variety of composers, covering the Baroque, the Classical, the Romantic, and the 20th century periods. The first piece that you're going to hear comes from the Baroque composer Johann Sebastian Bach, and the piece that you're going to hear is the Fugue in D-sharp minor, which comes from the first book of his 48 Preludes and Fugues, otherwise known as the World-Tempered Clavier. We then make a return to the classical composer Ludwig van Beethoven for our next piece, and in this instance, you're going to hear the second movement set to the speed of Largo Appassionato from his Piano Sonata No. 2 in A, which was published in a cycle of his first 3 piano sonatas as Opus No. 2. The next set of pieces come from the Romantic period. The first of these comes from the Hungarian composer Franz Liszt, and the piece that you're going to hear is one of his most cherished pieces, Liebestraum No. 3 in A flat major. He wrote just 3 of these, but this one in particular is perhaps has the greater popularity. This is a perfect example that Liszt can indeed create a wonderful and expressive work that can indeed sing from the piano in comparison to his iconic virtuosic works. Afterwards, we make another return to the Russian composer Alexander Scriabin, and in this case, you're going to hear Prelude No. 9 in E, which comes from his early cycle of preludes that he published in a set as Opus No. 11. We then hear a work from a new composer added to the podcast, in the form of the Russian composer Mikhail Glinka. Born in the village of Novospaskoye on the 1st of June in 1804, and then later died on the 3rd of February in 1857, he is widely considered to be described as the fountainhead of the Russian classical music tradition. His works would become a major influence for other fellow Russian composers, especially with members of the Five, consisting of Balakirev, Cesar Cui, Vysotsky, Rimsky-Korsakov, and Alexander Borodin. At the age of 13, Glinka attended a school for children of the nobility in St. Petersburg, where he initially had piano lessons with the Irish composer John Field, and later with Charles Mayer. To give you an opportunity to hear his musical style, the piece you will hear is a standalone work, which is the Nocturne in E-flat, which he wrote in the year of 1828. Finally, we make another return to the 20th century French impressionistic composer Claude Debussy, where you will hear from his first cycle of 12 preludes, the prelude entitled as Le Son et le Parfum trône dans l'air du soir, translated as The Sounds and Fragrances Swirl Through the Evening Air. This was in fact a rare prelude where Debussy based it on a poem. In particular, it was based on the work of Charles Baudelaire, known as Harmonie du Soir. So to recap, here is the order just once more. Fugue in D sharp minor from Book 1 of the World Turbo Clavier by J.S. Bach. Movement number 2 from Piano Sonata number 2 in A from Opus 2 by Beethoven. Liebesdram number 3 in A flat by Franz Liszt. Prelude number 9 in E from Opus 11 by Scriabin. Nocturne in E flat by Mikhail Glinka. And finally, Le Son et le Parfum tournent dans l'air du soir from the first set of 12 Preludes by Claude Debussy. So sit back, relax, and I hope that you enjoy all of the music. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
That brings us to the end of this current episode of the Relaxing Piano Playlist. I hope you enjoyed all the music. Do join me for the next episode for some more soothing piano music. So until then, all the very best and take care of yourselves.